I did. Hello, Nikolai.
Hello. I've had to try and secure myself so I don't get blown away in these gusts.
Now, tell us exactly where you are.
So I'm standing at the Buckingham Arms. So it's in the very inner northeastern suburbs, down the road from the ABC. So it's on the kind of corner of Northcote Terrace, yes, and Walkerville Terrace. I thought I'd be very clever and drive right in and park in the car park, but no, that would be a lot of temporary fencing stopping me from doing that. But it's the pub itself is large. It's not huge. But the car park behind it is very, very large. And I'm standing in front of the for sale sign. Do you want to know the language that's used?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, go on.
Prestigious gateway development opportunity. Mm. Strategic land holding of 6,219 square metres. Two extensive street frontages. Taking your bids now. David, Bevan, Stacey Lee, where do you start?
Is it really 6,000 square metres? That is a huge suburban site.
Yeah. I mean, I don't... Having a really quick look at the car park, I might be overestimating things, but you could probably almost fit 100 cars in there, I think. It's sizable, yeah. And there's a big shed as well, quite a few trees that are on as part of the car park as well. But yeah, all boarded up here at the Buckingham Arms now.
Right, okay, well there we are. Now that's Nikolai. He's talking to us out the front of the Buckingham Arms. In a moment we'll talk to Heidi Kneebone. Now, she's a Walkerville resident, and I don't think she likes this idea at all. We'll talk to one of the local MPs, Lucy Hood. She's a Labor member for the seat of Adelaide. But a week or two ago, on the morning program, we spoke to the director of CityFi. That's Joel Wilkinson, and it's his company that's behind this big development. This is how he described what they're going to do.
We're keeping the local heritage pub and doing some apartments behind. It is a 10-level building with 140 apartments, and it'll feature retail on the ground floor, probably 6 to 8 tenancies, and then some townhouses. We do have 300 car parks proposed for the development, so that adds another 60 visitor car parks. So we have taken into account that there's, you know, not very much available on-street car parking there. We spend a lot of time in the last 12 months going through design review panels with the state government architect. They've looked over the design several times. We've had to redefine it maybe 3 times already, but we are conscious that it's a 10-level building, but it is a significant development site, so you do get uplift for retaining heritage in the area. You know, we're going to spend $1 million renovating this pub.
So that's Joel Wilkinson, the director of CityFi, the developer of this site. So is it 10-story building, that's the proposal?
No. My understanding is it's three 10-story buildings behind the Buckingham Arms. So you get to keep the Buckingham Arms, which is, you know, it's nice to keep old buildings, but behind it, it's a really significant development. Now, we also spoke to the mayor of the city of Walkerville, Melissa Jones, because they're trying to get their heads around what's proposed and this balancing act between the developer's needs and the residents' needs. This is what Melissa Jones said.
The land there was rezoned last year, which allows now high-intensity mixed use on the site. But during that rezoning process, council did express its desire for 4 to 5 stories. So we're now looking at a 10-story building. Yeah. So it is significantly higher than what council had expressed in its submissions during that rezoning process. I suppose most importantly, I think, for the community of Walkerville is the heritage impact. Obviously, we're happy to see the Buckingham Arms pub retained, but it's also the impact on the whole of the Walkerville and Gilberton area. The proposed development, we think, does detract from the setting and presentation of the heritage of the area.
So that's Melissa Jones, the mayor of the city of Walkerville, speaking to you, David, a week or so ago. Yeah, about the development. Heidi Kneebone is a resident in the Walkerville area and joins you now as well. Good morning, Heidi.
Oh, good morning.
So what do you think should be the limit?
Look, I'm supportive of what council has put out there and has reiterated a number of times. And I think everybody I've spoken to was for mid-rise and mid-density. It's a very sensitive site. The access is really difficult. The traffic around there is well known. And I think we also feel that the arguments for environmental support of by the development and heritage is really only supported by mid-rise.
And when you say mid-rise,
sort of massive sort of building built form. Yeah.
Yeah. What are we talking when you say mid-rise? How many stories?
Well, I think we're looking at 4 to 5. Even that is at least twice the height of anything else that's around this quadrant of the city corner, right up Walkerville Terrace and also down Park Terrace, Road Terrace, Northcote Terrace. You can see that there is nothing high rise or, you know, nothing over really 2 stories.
What about the Watson, the former highways department? I think that's 8 stories, if not more.
Of course. That's a legacy building.
Yeah.
And it is set back off the terrace in its own sort of site towards the river. And it doesn't mean we need to emulate that. That was built in the 60s, and I feel we've come quite a long way. A lot of European cities support mid-rise as being able to integrate environmental aspects into their developments and make them more livable.
Right. To be quite clear, Heidi, because it is a week or two since we spoke to Joel Wilkinson from CityFi, it is 3 10-story buildings?
Well, I think we might be playing the fine detail there. If you look at the aerial shots on Plan SA, you can see that there's 3 10-story blocks interlinked with, I think, glass walkways he might have mentioned. So they're interlinked,
right?
But there's 3 big blocks in a sort of a triangular constellation. And then there's extra buildings.
Okay.
The one I'm looking at on the Walkerville Council website says the proposal is for a 10-story mixed-use building, but it does, from the aerial shot, it looks like it's sort of divided into 3 areas, but it's 1 building of 10 stories.
Or
sort
of 3 linked with walkways.
Yes.
Yeah. Same figures, approximately. The Walkerville website saying approximately 180 apartments and 11 townhouses.
Okay. So, but it's, whether you think it's one really, really big 10-story building or 3 smaller ones linked, they're the numbers you're going to end up with in terms of number of people living there. And that's how much of the landscape it's going. When you look and when you drive by, that's what it's going to look like.
I think the other important thing to look at, apart from the heights, which we think are excessive and inappropriate by a long stretch, just by applying the pub test, as we call it, is the sheer mass of the building and the site coverage, which looks like, according to the developer's figures, 5,500 square metres out of the 6,000-odd square metres under roof.
Okay.
And, with the paving thrown in, I think it comes down to about 470 square metres of land anywhere around the edges. So I think that's a major environmental problem.
Okay. Basically, you say you represent people in the Walkerville area, the residents, who are saying enough. We just don't want it that big.
Well, we were never advised this was going to be this big. With the rezoning, the recent rezoning, and even on the sign, as Nikolai kindly pointed out, it's up to 6 levels, subject to consents. So I've had a young first homeowner immediately adjacent saying, I bought this a year ago and I was told it wouldn't be anything more than 4 to 5. Not that you can rely on sales.
And the big question, Heidi, on the text line as well, will the Buckingham Arms still have the smorgasbord? I guess that's high on the residents' agenda as well.
Well, it looks like the smorgasbord wing is being knocked down, unfortunately, but they have slated the little front building as having food and beverage in it. But I'd direct people to the images of this to see the scale opposed to the Buckingham Arms itself. So heritage adjacency there, it's totally dwarfed. and there's no room around
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, that's Heidi Kneebone. She's a Walkerville resident who's speaking on behalf of those opposed to the project. And I think Heidi is planning to meet with Lucy Hood, the local one of the local MPs. Lucy Hood, good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Now, you represent the seat of Adelaide. I'm assuming, because they're meeting with you, that Adelaide, because boundaries do change from election to election, it stretches out into this part of Walkerville. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So my electorate also includes Medindie, Gilberton and
right.
Walkerville. So
okay.
this is
so what do you think of this idea? Do you reckon it's a great idea? And do you see it as one 10-storey monolith or three 10-storey buildings that are linked?
No, I would definitely agree with Heidi there. When you do look at the aerial shot, it does look as three 10-storey towers, as well as a four-storey office block, and then a collection of four-storey townhouses. So, and as Heidi said, the Buckingham Arms is completely and utterly dwarfed by the excessive scale of this proposed development.
So does that sounds like Lucy Hood think this is a terrible idea?
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago I started letterboxing the community because we do need to get in as many submissions as possible. And so just having meetings with the town of Walkerville, the local school, and also meeting with residents today. So it is, yeah, it does have a maximum height of up to 6 stories, but the developer is going for 10 stories. And as locals are saying, it doesn't really pass the pub test. So 174 dwellings, 305 car parks. So really, as you said earlier, David, as the entry statement to these historic and character suburbs, it's a pretty significantly huge building for the entry statement to this community.
So, Lucy Hood, member for Adelaide, will you be pushing for, what, 6 to be the max, or to what Heidi and the mayor were saying, 4 to 5 maximum?
That's right. So we're just asking that they look at the current rules, which is up to 6 stories. Now, they are trying, given the significant size of the site, as Nikolai was saying, are trying to push the envelope. But it's really kind of counterproductive that in retaining the heritage elements of the Buckingham Arms, that they then are seeking to qualify for a 30% increase in height. So any amenity that you might get from retaining, you know, the heritage elements of the Buckingham Arms is really more than cancelled out by the fact that it's completely and utterly dwarfed.
But there's been a bit of horse trading there. That is, if you want to keep the Buckingham Arms, you've got to give us more stories.
Correct.
Right,
correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, what about that's listeners right. who are that's saying, look, we need more homes for people, but not in my backyard. Is this what we need to do in order to solve the housing crisis?
And I think that's where the rezoning comes in. The fact is it did look at up to 6 stories because we do understand that we're in a housing crisis. We do understand there are significant sites like this that can provide housing, which is close to public transport, close to services, close to the CBD. But that's why there was a rezoning of up to 6 stories. What this developer is doing is seeking 10.
Okay. And who gets to make the decision on Thursday submissions close and submissions to whom and who will be making the decision? Is it Nick Champion or?
No. So it's under the what's called the State Commission Assessment Panel. It's an independent panel for significant developments like this. So anything 4 stories or above or in the city, it's often, I believe, over $10 million. The SCAP, what we call SCAP or State Commission Assessment Panel, makes this decision. Okay. So we are really just encouraging anyone listening, any local listening this morning, to make sure you get in your submission. Go on the Plan SA website, search for 1 Walkerville Terrace, Gilberton, find the plans, read as much as you can on it, and encourage you to put in your feedback before Thursday.
All right. It is 11 minutes to 9 on ABC Radio Adelaide. That's Lucy Hood, the member for Adelaide, represents this area in the inner northeastern suburbs near Walkerville and Gilberton. Ray is on the phone. Good morning, Ray.
Hi. That's going to be a disaster.
Oh.
Put it simply.
Why so, Ray?
Okay. I'm a St. Peter's parent. I drive past ABC, Walford, and continue on past the Hackney Hotel. I'm at that intersection 5 days a week.
Yeah.
At the moment, you've got a very busy road going from the top down the bottom. You add 300 cars, you're going to have a fantastic parkway.
Hmm. Yeah, well, a number of people on the text line, Ray, are saying the same thing. That is, they are very worried about the traffic in that area. Ray, thank you.
Yeah, it'll be a disaster.
Ray, thank you very much for your call. And thank you to Lucy Hood, who's the local MP. She's meeting with the residents later on this morning. Spoke to Heidi Kneebone, who speaks on behalf of those residents. And we played a little grab of an interview we did with Joel Wilkinson. He's the director of CityFi from a week or so ago. He was explaining what they're hoping to do in the area.
They're the developer.
Yeah.
Always happy to take a call from Joel if Joel wants to come on and chat about it before submissions close. Let us know.
Yep, he was very accessible. No problems there.
It's